USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With the chance of another partial federal government shutdown on Friday looming, a bipartisan committee of lawmakers has proposed a deal that they'll finalize today, hoping to send it to the House floor for a vote on Thursday. President Trump not happy because it falls well short of giving him the $5.7 billion he wants for a border wall. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry shares his lack of enthusiasm.
We're trying to solve a problem, which is a border. It's become a crisis over many years now of this very porous southern border.
Meanwhile, the president's tweeted something he hasn't detailed, but claims he'll be getting $23 billion from other sources for border security soon. The government says consumer prices were unchanged in January and up 1.6% on a year-to-year basis. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
A New York police detective is dead, a second officer wounded after a shooting last night during an armed robbery at a Queens, New York cell phone store. And police say it appears the two cops were victims of friendly fire. Brian Simonson is the first New York City police officer killed in the line of duty since July of 2017. He was an 18-year veteran of the force. Denver public school teachers still on strike, a third consecutive day of picketing after the latest talks with the school district concluded without a deal. He'd wanted to have one last November, but was told it was too expensive. Now President Trump says a parade or something like it to salute American troops should be held on the 4th of July.
We're thinking about doing on the 4th of July or thereabouts a parade, a salute to America parade. It'll be a gathering as opposed to a parade.
Trump remarking there before a cabinet meeting at the White House yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The controversial so-called Green New Deal plan, which calls for the elimination of the U.S. carbon footprint and which is being championed by freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the House and U.S. Senator Ed Markey, is going to be getting a full vote in the Senate soon.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell has agreed to a vote on the Democrats' plan to combat climate change.
We're going to be voting on that in the Senate. We'll give everybody an opportunity to go on record and see how they feel about the Green New Deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A man from Illinois is being charged with involuntary manslaughter after his wife died in a hot tub over the weekend. Police say home security camera footage shows the couple had been drinking before the woman tried unsuccessfully to get out of the tub. The husband is first seen trying to help his wife, but then he closes the tub's lid over her and walks into the house. He returns 90 minutes later to find his wife floating in the water. And a new report says the most corrupt city in America is the Windy One. Yes, Chicago. The report is, in fact, from the University of Illinois at Chicago, where they looked at U.S. cities with the most public corruption convictions. Chicago had the most, Los Angeles a close second, followed by New York City, and then by Miami. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.